Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I might not be on my A game today.
You think? What happened, boo-boo?
Maybe
what happened?
So just behind the scenes, we tape our texting tutors a couple of days before we play them for you guys, because generally they take a long time. The last thing you guys want to do is hear back and forth when there's just a lot of editing that has to take place. So they would be an hour long if we tried them live, right? So we tape them on Wednesdays and we play them for you guys on Fridays. So this morning, I'm not doing the show from in studio. I'm at a friend's house in Florida. So as I was doing the tease coming into this texting tutor, I teased last week's texting tutor and not the one that we actually recorded 2 days ago.
And you did that knowing, like, what was in the schedule, what was written was correct.
Yeah, you and Tommy put together the schedule flawlessly, and it told me what I was supposed to be plugging. But through my cloudiness this morning, because, yeah, Florida's a medical marijuana state, and I'm short, so I got some. that I might be a little bit cloudy this morning. So your tease was perfect, but my mind went back to last week.
You did.
So
you time traveled, friend.
I time traveled. I absolutely time traveled. So this texting tutor, Kristen, do you want to explain exactly what it is before we hit it?
Sure. Her best friend just got broken up with, and she wants to move the friend into her house for a few weeks. But her husband hates this woman. Hates a strong word. He's highly annoyed by her. So she needs our help texting her husband saying, hey,
that's it.
I need our friend, or excuse me, my friend to move in while she's going through this tough breakup. Does that sound familiar?
It sounds like we recorded it on Wednesday.
We did. And now you get to hear it here.
So Brianna here is trying to be a really good friend. She's got a best friend that just broke up with her boyfriend, and she's like, I get it. Come to my house. I'll embrace you in love and support. Except she knows that her husband is not going to be happy about this whole idea, and she wants our help, I think, to text the husband. Hey, Brianna.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Do I have all that right?
You do, yes. I really, really want to help out my friend. I love her so much, but my husband is not a huge fan, and I have no idea how to go about this.
All right, so let's establish a couple of things. Who did you know first, the friend or the husband?
The friend.
Okay. And what is it about her he finds so incredibly annoying?
She sometimes has no filter. Like, she like kind of just intrudes on conversations and says what's on her mind. It's all out of love, and it's all like coming from a good place, and like she has the most beautiful heart, but I can see how it can sometimes be like kind of frustrating.
Oh,
it's
the, oh, I'm just being honest friend.
Yeah.
That too.
When you didn't ask for honesty, which makes you be.
Can come across a little abrasive.
Right.
Gotcha.
So either way, he's super, super annoyed with her, but like,
yeah.
And now explain, like, define for us the friendship with your best friend. How long have you known her? Have all four of you guys gone out? Like, does he know the ex and all that?
Yeah, no, he does. She and I went to college together, so I've known her about 15 years or so. And he and I have been together for about 6 years. We all did go out together. Like, we've gone on dates, and, like, he has accepted her. He likes her. Like, he doesn't hate her.
Yeah.
But I know that there's a lot of things that annoy him about her. And, like, the living together is a whole nother thing, you know? But it's temporary, right? Like, it's not going to be forever. It's just, like, she just needs something. She has no place to live. Like, what am I supposed to do? Just sit there? You know, I have room for her. Mm-hmm.
So explain the situation. What has recently happened with her and her boyfriend?
Yeah. So, they had been together for about 3 years. She wanted to get married, and I think that they thought they were on the same page, and he realized that he did not. And that, like, his feelings for her had shifted. So she's, like, heartbroken too. You know, it's not like she, this was like a mutual breakup. Like, he was just like, I don't think we're on the same page. And, like, I don't see you being my wife kind of thing. So it's hard.
And they reside in the same home, and
yes,
she's the one that needs to move out.
Yeah.
Oof. You've already made the invite?
No. Well, okay. To her, yes. Hmm. You know, we've kind of been, like, dabbling around the subject. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, you know, like that. I haven't explicitly said anything, but
Have you said anything like, okay, let me run this by whatever your husband's name is, and I'll get back to you? Have you said anything like that?
Yes, I actually did. Yeah. Okay. So that's where we are now, you know, like, that's what I mean. I didn't explicitly say, you'll come and live with us, you know, but, definitely was like, let me, like, try to talk to John about this. So here we are. And I just need some guidance here.
Well, hopefully she understands, like, you know, it's not just your home, it's your and your husband's home.
Right.
So before you can invite anybody, regardless of what the relationship is, into your all's home, you have to ask him, not tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, exactly. And I wouldn't do that. You know, I wouldn't just be like, she's coming.
Yes.
You know, like, I want him to have a voice. I'm a huge advocate of people having a voice always, even if we don't necessarily agree.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to figure out the best tactic.
Well, that's a nice philosophy in your marriage, that you're given in that space to have a voice.
Thank you. Well, I expect him to do the same for me.
That's nice. That's a nice arrangement.
The problem is, if he does have a voice and the voice is no, then her best friend knows that her best friend's husband hates her and won't help her in her great time of need.
I'm wondering if he's that reluctant to it when we come back here in a couple of minutes and we start texting him for you. If we just work on getting her in the house first, and then once the reality of that happens, then, I mean, once she's there, she's there. So the week might become a week and a half or 2 weeks.
He's going to want a date.
Yeah.
Right, and for sure. As opposed to being like, can she live with us? Just being like, can she stay for a little? Like,
right.
You know what you mean? Yeah.
Well, that, and you also, I mean, before you even engage with this with your best friend, you guys need to set up boundaries and parameters. We have had situations like this so often on the show, and people just do it willy-nilly without discussing an end game, and you and your best friend need to have an end game. Otherwise,
that's
it could get very awkward between the two of you.
Yeah, Krista's not a fan of willy-nilly.
No. I'm a fan of the nilly, but not when you put the willy in front of it.
I thought you liked Willy.
No, that's me. I like Willy.
Okay.
Don't get us mixed up. Right. Stop being silly.
All right, Brianna, when we come back here, we'll start texting your husband. We'll come up with some kind of game plan and try to get his approval to let the best friend and come hang out for at least a little while. And then when she's there, then it's up to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll start texting Tudor next.
The Burt Show.